All right. Okay, fine. Okay. All right, Liz. So you've just summarized for us what's happening. So there's an untenable situation at work that is still continuing with a member of staff. Okay.
Yes.
And it's causing you now to start second guessing yourself, and it's getting in the way of you doing your job. Okay.
Yes.
So there seems to be possibly just there's something. She's got an agenda here, hasn't she? But I think a lot of the agenda here, though, I think honestly, it's probably wrapped up in a lot of insecurity in her part,
Okay.
or on her part. So you're right to be keeping an email trail of everything. Are you also letting your senior management know that this is happening?
Yeah, so Natasha's fully supportive. I think it's actually probably brought us closer together, which has been quite nice. I've told her about some of the emails I've been sent. And I've laughed, and she's then said some, yeah, she's like, oh my God, how dare she, blah, 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 what's going on type of thing. So we're keeping it between ourselves at the moment, which obviously is the right thing to do. But I have sat down with Doris a couple of times and everything like that. And actually, everything's fine. Everything's hunky-dory. She's asking for support, this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, there's that, oh no, but you told me this. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And this is on phone calls and things. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And then you sat there going, did I? And I'm like, no, I didn't. Stop it. And so what I think it's the little mind, it's mind games now.
Okay, right. So if it's on the phone, I would switch up. I mean, you actually still could record just a phone, actually, couldn't
Yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I would let her know that to help her progress her training
Yeah.
as her lead manager, to help her to progress her training in her role, and for clarity. Conversations will now be recorded. That's going to stop her in her tracks. Okay. But that's what I would say. Conversations will now be recorded, and any further follow-up steps will be over email.
Okay.
All right. So that there is complete transparency and no misunderstanding between, within the management flow, if you like, between you, her, and Natasha then.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
that'll take away this thing about yes, you did, no, you didn't, yes, you did, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's perfect. Yeah.
You just got to jump on it and just look to the evidence. All right, for what she's doing, okay. If she's sending emails to you that are suggesting things, as you say, that they're infuriating, making you laugh, what is it? What is it she's saying? Give me an example.
So yesterday I sent an email to her and one of my other team members, Karen, just saying like following on from conversations that I've been part of today, please now see this, so it was basically saying job titles, we need to be more conscious of the job titles we're using within the business. So please double check them all with me. And for salary side of stuff, we need to ensure the internal benchmarking and everything's done, this, that, and the other. So it was just saying basically, following on from conversations, this is what we now need to do. So she sent me a message back saying, Liz, we haven't had those conversations today. And just so you know, Karen's on holiday. And I know Karen's on holiday, obviously. But then she was saying, just in case you'd forgotten.
Okay, so there's a couple of things there. All right. So she's saying that you didn't have those conversations. So it was a phone conversation that you had, was it?
Well, no, the thing is, she's telling me I didn't have those conversations with her, which I know I didn't have those conversations with her. My email said conversations I've had today with other people, not them. But she then tried to turn it saying, oh, Liz, you haven't had that conversation with me, though, when I knew I hadn't.
Okay. So I would say a quick reply, if you want to reply.
Yep.
A, if you don't reply, you're not fueling it because, you're not feeding anything back. You're not wasting any energy on that. Okay. But you might want to once or twice just ping back a reply without you saying anything in it necessarily. But if
Yeah.
it's, we haven't had those conversations, and that it's not that you were saying, well, it's not about that, it's about the other people here. I would
Yeah.
just highlight with the other people,
Yeah. Okay.
ping that back without saying
Okay.
anything, because it's like, you're questioning, read the email. Or you could just say, please reread the email.
Yeah, I might do that.
Okay, because that's you step coming back into that higher position again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the bit about, and Karen's on holiday anyway, you could just put, I am aware, highlight, OFC, I am aware, highlight.
Yeah.
Just ping that back. So you're not putting too much energy on it. You're just going, for goodness sake, okay, I'll highlight that. I'll highlight that. I'll add in two
Yeah.
words here. Highlight that. Send that back. And
Okay.
that's going to knock her down to size a bit then, really. But I wouldn't do it all the time. Just do that. Like, if it's something that you really think, how dare you, I would do that. But I wouldn't engage in conversation about it. And I would say to her from now on, to further your training,
Yeah.
help you develop your skills as a manager in your new role.
Yeah.
We will
Yeah.
be recording conversations. She'll know exactly why you're doing it, but this is why you're saying it. This is what
Yeah, no, thank you.
you're doing it. Okay.
Yeah.
I would copy in Natasha on that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just intervene there again? I think from a HR perspective, you are not allowed to record any phone calls unless there's a three-party way in it. And
No,
secondly,
you can.
okay, I'm
Yeah.
not aware. This is old news to me. I thought
Yeah.
there had to be three people within, and I thought you might have to get
No.
permission.
No.
I can tell her. I am giving her permission, but I'm telling her this, that she'll know that
I didn't
it's
know
been
you had to have
recorded. Yeah.
authorization.
You can't do it if you don't make people aware.
Yeah.
Make people aware you can do it.
Yeah, I thought it
Yeah.
had to be three.
It's the communication of what you can and can't do. That's
Yeah.
the point. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And that would, I think that will stop her in her tracks, because it's just everything's going to be completely transparent.
Yeah.
Okay. And just don't engage with her too much. Don't engage into this back and forth, which we've
It
is
was just,
nothing to do.
yeah, and that's why I left it yesterday. I'm sat there thinking, what? It's just, oh God's sakes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had it a couple of times. Yeah, thank you.
For you, when you've dealt with this nonsense, then you come back to your pattern break for you. So then you come back to, and right now, I'm getting on with this. Right now,
Yes.
I'm focusing on this. Yeah. And you set yourself a short target of, say, a 30-minute window. What do you want to achieve in that 30-minute window?
Yeah.
So it's not
Okay.
overwhelming for you, but you've got something small, even if it's like the first step of a process you've got to work through. Like, now I've got to phone five people.
Yeah. Yeah, because there
Focus
was a couple of things earlier this morning. She went, I need to speak to you about this. And I said, well, is it a now thing or can it wait? Because I need to do the I've got other things I need to get done
issue.
urgently. And you could see her going, and I was like, no, I'm not bowing to you. You can wait when I'm free. And she went, well, I need to cancel some holiday. And I said, have you asked me if you can cancel the holiday? Is it a discussion or are you just telling me you're cancelling your holiday?
Yeah, I think, okay, that's a little bit of a pulley thing. I wouldn't get
Yeah.
involved in all of that. If she says to you, da, 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 I would say to her, busy right now, I'll get back to you. That's all you say. So you're creating distance from her, okay? And then
Okay.
you could send her a quick email and just say, what is it you need? Yeah. And then she'll respond, because you're sending an email, so she'd respond on that email. And then you can say, I'll make a window for you at 2.
Okay.
So what we want to do is take away, she's got this little pull going on with you that's playing mind games.
Yeah.
We want to take you out of that. So make it more distant, more official, but effective.
Yeah.
Not giving her the help,
No.
Right.
No.
But you're saying to her, you know, busy now. Let me know what it is you need. We'll arrange a time.
Perfect.
But you're in control of that, not her.
No, and that's a bit, that's why I would normally go, yeah, what's that up? And I was like, no, actually, you can wait.
That's you being you, and that's you being lovely Liz, isn't it? Where you're being amenable and helpful and
And but there is a grumpy Liz somewhere. So, but I just don't like grumpy Liz.
empowered Liz.
Empowered Elizabeth. Oh yeah, that rings.
Yeah, empowered Liz.
So
Good.
that's fine. Okay. Ladies, thank you.
One last thing on the back of that, it's a lovely little idea. I love,
Uh-oh.
empowered Elizabeth. When you come to work in the morning, empowered Elizabeth now is your alter ego. Okay? All right?
Yes.
Before you
Okay.
start your job, especially when you're going into the office, you step into empowered Elizabeth. Okay? We're quick.
Okay.
You and I will have a bit of fun with this. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Right. I'll go right and cap. Okay.
Then, if you find yourself in a little bit of a tiz with her, because of she's reeled you in and you've not realised, yeah, you can
Yeah.
say to yourself, "What would empowered Elizabeth do?"
Juicy.
Sounds frightfully posh. Amazing. Yes.
Okay.
Empowered Elizabeth will go and stand in the corner and have a very quiet word with herself and not get drawn into the tit for tat ness. Yes.
Oz, next question. Because what does empowered Elizabeth know to be true? Phew.
Empowered Elizabeth is awesome. Just saying.
You go.
Yeah.
Empowered Elizabeth is bigger than this nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah?
Empowered Elizabeth is not at school.
And this is the energy that you bring into this interactions with her now. So that
Okay.
you're communicating in your energy. Don't be so ridiculous. Just get on
Honestly, that,
it. Yeah.
yeah, that's honestly. I did call Natasha and go, "I've just had this email," and she started laughing. I started laughing. She went, "What?" And we were actually quite. I think it cheered us both up in a sick
Slightly.
and twisted way. So yeah, it was just like, really.
Oh.
No, I know I haven't had that conversation with you, but thank you very much for telling me that a member of my team's off. I was like, seriously, do you not think I've noticed? It's like Wednesday. But anyway, it was, yeah, I did find it funny yesterday instead of, yeah.
It's just a bit of a power struggle there, isn't it? Which she just needs to be
Yeah.
nicely in a place.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing. Right. Empowered Elizabeth is going to sign off if that's okay.
See
Empowered
Elizabeth,
Elizabeth.
you didn't say I'm sorry once, by the way.
I've been working on that. I said it a couple of times this week, and I'm like, actually not sorry. I don't even know why I've told you I'm sorry, because I'm, and everyone's just gone, "Oh, okay." And I've just gone, "Oh, I'm not sorry." In other occasions, I have gone, curious. So I haven't got my notepad with me today, but as you can tell, I have been, I have,
Well
thank you.
done.
Thank
Well
you.
done.
I am working on it.
Brilliant, Liz.
So it's getting there. I told Natasha, if I start saying these things, she went, "What is it? I can be said if I'm sorry, but," I went, "Yes." She went, "This lease is really starting to," I'm like, "I know, wind you up. I love it." So, but no, I didn't even notice I didn't say it. So yeah, thank you, ladies.
Welcome. Good,
I
good.
didn't say it then either.
Great
Right.
to see you. All
Good
right.
luck.
Good to
Take
see you.
care both. Thank you. Right,
Good
bye bye
luck.
bye bye
Good
bye bye
luck.
bye 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 bye.
Ah, oh, bless her.
I
Okay.
don't know how she. The poor girl gets promoted and she still gets another struggle on top of it all. She's just.
Well, that's what a job is, isn't it, really? There's always something comes along, you know, and it's being able to, you know,
Manage it.
manage it, yeah, and rise above it in a way, which is obviously why, you know, why it's good she's here. Hey. So back to you. So what's it been then, that's made it a bad week for you mentally? So this would be on the back of being
So
away.
I went to Mum's, and I'm trying to find out. I think I'm trying to find out where I belong, to be quite honest. And although it was a little bit different to normal going down there, they still went out drinking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the evenings. And I was like, again, what am I doing here? And then I've got to think, well, that's their life. I haven't really got a say. And then when I came home, we're not talking now, by the way. I'm not talking to any of them. I sort of like sent them some info for the moment, just saying, I just feel that your support's crap, that I'm mentally, emotionally, physically, I'm just on the floor and you're not seeing me. And I need to back off for a bit.
Did you know that before you went?
Yeah.
We've had conversations that you've been aware of this,
Yeah.
haven't we? And you chose to go.
Yeah.
What was the reason you chose to go?
I just have this I think it's me feeling lost and trying to find out if that's where I belong to move to. Not in on the outskirts. I get fearful that mum's pretty much going blind and she's not been. Oh, I don't know. Lisa, I just don't bloody know any of it anymore. But what I do know is that I've gone back to the doctors and I just said to her, I'm not coping. I'm really bad. And I'm on a weekly call with the doctors. I went to see a psychotherapist. Was it a psychotherapist? Or top mental person last week, and they've written me back a letter just to say, get on with it, love.
Who did you what on through the NHS or private?
Yeah, it was one that I just had to close down. It's been going on since like September last year. Appointments been missed all over the place. And I went for an assessment, and they pretty much said to me, just off you go and stick with your private therapy, which is fine. I'll go and file at the doctors to get me through another sick note. So that's closed down.
Tell me more about that then. What did the assessment entail?
It was a conversation of why I'm a wreck, really. And they asked me from my childhood where I am now, kind of thing. It was an hour, 90-minute assessment, and then I sat there and cried most of it, and off I went home, waste of time.
So you cried, and so you told them about your past and your immediate past in what's happened,
Yeah.
and you cried, and at the end of that they'd said.
I'm going to go and talk to my team, see what we can offer you. And but as it stands now, private therapy, I think because they know that I'll do a daily planner, a weekly planner.
Sorry, you're jumping about a bit. So they said,
Because they know I know, because I know how to put a planner together to crawl out of the woodwork, because I've spoke about it. They couldn't offer me CTB or whatever it is, and they couldn't offer me this. There's nothing they can offer me in their world.
It's not in their world, that's why
Pardon?
it's not good enough. It's not rounded enough or supportive enough what they can offer you.
Yeah.
CBT is just to
It's
see
writing
how you might think,
it. Yeah.
not.
And a CPT is putting a planner together and get on with it.
Yeah, it's homework, as it's
Yeah.
also described. See, we use CBT, but it's in more of an applied way where you're generating it. It's not coming, it's not coming from a list of ideas that you might pick one that might work for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so just back up a bit. So you explained where you were at, how you were feeling. And they said, okay, we're going to, the person said, okay, we'll go and talk to the team. But how did that then link to carry on with your private therapy? How did that?
So I had a letter yesterday. I've spoken to the team, X, Y, and Z. Everything that we spoke about was listed thoroughly, and then spoken to the team. Suggestions: stick with private therapy, and because I took a overdose on alcohol, maybe if I want to go to an Alcoholic Anonymous, which I definitely don't need to do, and they've put that in there, safeguarding themselves, I think.
Yeah. So they said stick with your private therapy for what reasons? Did they expand on that?
No,
You just said stick with your
yeah,
private.
I can't even remember the wording of it.
So it's basically that they can't fund
Shove
you.
off, yeah, shove off. You're 54 years of age, love. You know how to put a weekly planner together. He kind of like at the end of it was like pretty much told me because he kept going around the door and looking like no one else was hearing, and he was pretty like just saying, "Get off your ass, love. get down the gym, shake it off, and get on with it in his own roundabout way.
Okay. What was he saying that made you feel that that's what? Because he wouldn't have said that.
It was in a roundabout way.
You say that intimated that then.
He was telling me about that when he hit a low once, and he had to just like go to the gym, and he had to do this and he had to do that. And he was an old Indian man, and I think that rounds it up to how they think.
Okay.
You know that old Indian doctor, accountant mindset of a person.
Not really.
No.
What do you mean by that?
It was more like pull your knickers up, love, and get on with it.
Okay. Okay. So what did you say to them about the private therapy that you're having then?
Kept it very brief.
Yeah.
I
But
said it's private therapy, more mentoring on the mentoring, because that, it's not heavy depth, is it? It's
no. Well, this is the
mentoring.
entry-level community support, isn't
Yeah, and I just said to him that I have my resources, and also that we have a weekly meeting gathering, and I find it just positive.
Yep.
Do you know what, Lisa? This is the only positive thing in my week. Even like listening to you guys, I just feel like, oh my God, there's a couple of normal people out there.
Yeah, I know. And I can tell that from you as well. That's why partly why I cut across you when you were talking to Liz, because when you're in a negative frame of mind, it is easy to focus on negative stuff rather than, the pragmatic, practical, right? How am I gonna, what could I see as a way forward for this rather than, oh, this is, I'm just in that place. And my approach is very, pragmatic and positive and forward looking. But that's because I'm not in your position. And it's not to criticize you at all, because you to do. It's to just to reflect back to you the difference. Focus.
I said to the doctor on Monday, I don't know why. I've just like this.
Well, you need deeper support for sure. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording in a minute and we'll have another chat, I think. All right.